Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. On the side question so far, slight inconvenience. We got two before I go to Jim Worthington. One, public bathrooms that don't give you paper towels. Yeah, I hate that. The blow drying of germs in the air. And this is such a big topic. Frank then says automatic paper towel dispensers that only give out 4 inches of towel.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. So this seems to be a big area of the slight inconvenience.
Great answer.
Yeah, both. I think Frank's superior on that. Jim Worthington, the owner of the, well, one of the biggest in the world, health complexes there in Bucks County.
Don't they have like a
center.
Water park or something there?
No, I don't know if he has that yet. he's working on that. I don't know how many major events that I've been to there and more coming, like this Sunday, a Unity event. The Presler people, the Trump people, and the RFK Jr. people. But Jim was also in Butler, right there next to Elon Musk and related people over the weekend. Let's go to Jim Worthington. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Dom. How you doing today?
Very good. So, Jim, not a fan, I get the for this point, till we reform the Secret Service. Not a fan of the penalty box, you know, the bulletproof glass. What's that like when you're on the stage or near the stage and you're looking at that?
You know, you really don't notice it. I mean, there's only a little seam there that if you happen to be in that direction, you might have to move your head 3 inches to the right or left. But, you know, when you're further away from the stage, you don't even notice it. But it's so clear. It's not an issue at all. And they got it actually, you know, on not only three sides and behind him as well. So the people sitting behind him are looking through. So he's protected all the way around.
I noticed the behind part that you mentioned. It looked framed a little bit, Jim. You were on the stage when I was watching it several times. It looked like a picture frame kind of. So Elon Musk, Jim, there. Give me your sense of Musk and the elevation when he came on stage.
Well, it was interesting. I literally had the seat right next to him and J.D. Vance, so I got to speak to him prior to him going up on stage. A really nice guy. He is a little bit different, I will tell you that. Seems like a quirky guy, but I think it's because he's probably 1,000 times smarter than I am that I probably feel like that. But very personal. We shook hands, and J.D. introduced me to him, J.D. Vance, because I had J.D. last week at my place, and I know JD pretty well now over the last 7 or 8 months, and he's great. And I tell you, he's kind of a character too. When he got up there on stage and started jumping up and down, he got the crowd going, and you know, everybody was during the event. Any chance that every time the president mentioned his name, people got into the chants. You know, Elon, Elon, Elon. People loved him, and he really. Even when he was in his seat, interacted very well with the folks. Now, you couldn't get right up next to him for obvious reasons. But, you know, when they chanted his name, he'd turn around, he'd tip his hat, he'd raise his fist in the air. He was full of energy.
Absolutely. Jim, a huge crowd. The campaign saying 105,000. I don't know if it's that, but it looks pretty close to that. Well, what's your biggest takeaway from the Butler rally? Because you've been at multiple rallies.
You know, I think that this was clearly different than, you know, I've probably been to 15 to 20. This was clearly different than any of the before, because it really was a remembrance of the comparatory Corey, who was, you know, died that day, and the two other individuals that were shot, and also honored the doctor that came and helped them, and the medics and people like that. And of course, I was actually on the other side of me was the two sisters of Corey sitting right next to us. And then I got to meet the wife and the two kids. And it really was a tribute to them. I think at the very, very end, when the president got into a little bit into policy and things like that, but for the most part, it was directed to, to them and focused around them, particularly the pre-show where prior to the president, JD getting on, there was a lot of things that had to do with Butler, the town itself, the community coming together. It was really an emotional, the most emotional event I have ever been to in my life, without a doubt, times 10. It was just such a tribute to Corey and the Butler community and the family. And it was just simply amazing. And the way they programmed it with they had a country singer sing the Star Spangled Banner, and they've had prayer from local people and the local military. It was just amazing. And then of course the president brings in this world famous opera singer that came in and sang before and after.
Yeah, I heard that. Just, what the heck? Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, there was I will tell you, there was a lot of tears shed that day, and I'm not, embarrassed to say I was one of them. It was just that emotional. And there, by the way, there was 100,000 plus. There is no question it went back so far you could not even see how far I went back from where I was. And I was like right up front. So you look back, it looked like it went for miles.
Jim, the RFK Jr. people allied with, I'll say, Scott Presler is one of them, but the Trump people coming this Sunday, 2 to 5, I think it is, at the Knack. You're in the health business big time, physical fitness, health, and RFK Jr. I mean, you and I have talked mainly working out over the past, but are you in the nutrition side of it also? I mean, that's what he's talking about here.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I think, he is right on in regards to all the problems, physical problems that has been caused by the food epidemic, really, in our country. 80% of people that either died from COVID and or got sick from COVID had weight issues, were 80% of those. All the comorbidities in the United States are caused by food and all the ingredients, the dyes, all the things are in the food that make it horrible. And really for kids, I've been in the health club industry for 45 years. I mean, you've seen just the size of people have just, I hate the word exploded, but it's the truth. I mean, people are just so much heavier than they were. I mean, I sometimes get a kick out of seeing pictures from, I'm in my late 60s now, and I see pictures of people on the beach in the 70s versus people on the beach today. It's just amazing the difference in size. And he's onto it. It's all this food, and it's terrible. This event, it was Ellen Cox's brainchild. She's part of she formed the Bucks County Patriots. And Alex Paul reached out to her from Kennedy 24 Bucks. And they basically said, look, we have a lot in common. Let's work on this together. And the food part of it was one issue that got them together. And then as they talked, they realized, the Kennedy supporters are just as passionate about border economy, fentanyl, crime, all the things that MAGA people are. So Ellen and Alex put this together, and they've got, Scott Presler, who's early vote action, who has killed it in Pennsylvania with the voter registration. It's done a phenomenal job. You got Jack Posobiec coming. He's a conservative activist. You got Tim Pool. He's another guy that's has a podcast. They got a great lineup, and they got all these other groups that are coming in, like Log Cabin Republicans, the Black Americans for Trump, the Jewish Republicans for Trump. It's going to be a great event. It's this Sunday. It's 2 to 5. Doors open at 1. You don't need a ticket. It's a free event. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity to see some really, really people that are moving the needle for not only America and the Trump movement, but for every person in general. I mean, like, this is important with with our youth. I mean, they're just so unhealthy, and it starts with food. It's funny. I'm in the exercise business. I will tell you this, that you can exercise all you want. If your diet is bad and it's loaded with things, you should process foods, things like that, you can't overcome it. 80% of it is just what you eat, and the 20% is exercise. And I say that maybe to my detriment, but it's true. You need to really be concerned, and I think that Bobby Kennedy's on something really good. And there's, once President Trump wins, he's going to put him in a position where he is going to have a major impact on America's health. And, hey, by the way, the only way to get out of this health care crisis and reduce the amount of money we spend is, you know, is preventative health. Stop treating things after the fact. It's too late then. Let's get people healthy. Let's get them moving. Let's get them eating the right things. And, you know, we'll reduce our health care costs, and people will be a lot healthier and happier.
Absolutely, Jim. So 2 until 5, the NAC, Newtown, Pennsylvania, this Sunday. That is quite a coalition. How many events you think you've done over the Trump years there, Jim, around various things? I think I've been to, I don't know how many. It is a great facility.
Yeah, now it is in the field house next door to the NAC, so I just don't want people. Yeah. It's the sports training center, which is actually unrelated to the NAC, but that's okay. Probably upwards of 20.
Yeah,
I mean, I just had J.D. Vance last Saturday. I had the president in April. I'm expecting I'll have a return visit from somebody very important probably by the end of the last week or so of the campaign. We've had everybody from Dr. Oz to Dave McCormick. And, you know, it's just, look, you know, I stand on my principles. The bottom line is, an American citizen, I have the right to advocate whoever I want. That's, you know, I don't publicize it in my business. I do it outside my business. 99.9% of the time I do it in my facility next door that's unrelated to my health club. One time I made the exception in April for the president. He did come into the club. But every other time it's next door. And I paid a price for it. But at the end of the day, I put principles before profits. And I think President Trump needs to be reelected for all of America, not just people that are supporters. Everybody. This world's on fire right now. And
Jim, nice work. Anyway, nice work as always. We'll see you Sunday then, 2 until 5.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for letting us promote it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Worthington here. That's going to be quite a coalition of people coming there. All right, side question today. You got it. Today, National LED Light Bulb Day.
Those things are terrible, LED.
Yeah, that's where the slight inconvenience thing came from here.
How about this one from Robert?
Yes.
People on the phone talking out loud in public.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst. It ruins
that
dinners.
That is, I see some classics up here. They're a little bit tired, like the one, press one for English and all. Yeah, that is irritating.
Where do you stand on handing your kid an iPad at a public restaurant with the sound on?
Just giving them the iPad.
I've seen cases where it does help to have the iPad, you know, silence a loud child, but handing it with the sound on is where I draw the
line. Yeah, I would agree.
Give them headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ruin my Applebee's experience, okay?
All right.
I'm paying money for this.
I'm in a camp that feel for parents that have kids, as long as they're not over the line here with their nonsense. You know, let's not get crazy about, oh, we don't want any kids in this place. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, Verizon
Wireless. Having a show membership card on the way into Costco.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, it's a pain, man. You got to wait in line, and then you got to...
Well, it's a club.
Yeah, but should it be?
Is it any different than showing your ID at, like, a bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're going into a store. This is retail.
A club.
Okay. All right. Coming up, well, not coming up, a little update. We're still on this... I thought we put it to bed last week with Linda Kearns, but I see people on Twitter now saying mail-in ballots for Montgomery County for my husband and I arrive with sealed shut privacy envelopes. They're laughing at us. Again, the idea, it's not humidity. It's some kind of ploy here. We have people watching that. But coming up, I want to give you the details on Montgomery County's outreach van. It has a little pop-up window. It looks like they reconfigured a Mr. Softy truck. So we need the music for it, a better name. I just dub it the Mr. Softy truck. It debuted at a rally, some kind of fall thing in Montgomery County over the weekend. And one part, they say, the commissioners of Montgomery County, this van is to go out there and stop misinformation. You know what? If they had their way, these two commissioners over Montgomery County, they would shut down every form of social media that doesn't agree with them.
Would you like some sprinkles on your knowledge?
Yes. Thank you. We need a name for this van. We just dubbed it when we first learned about it. Now it's operational. I'll give you a little bit of the details.
And how they make milkshakes.
Yeah. He's in the little window. I'm not sure what's in there. And she's driving, allegedly. I'm looking for anything I can see that's technically out of line with her driving here so I can be critical. But misinformation is the enemy out there in Montgomery County. Not dopes who can't fill out their mail-in ballot and you got to come to their house to do it with them. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, good Monday, everyone. 855-839-1210. I see J.D. Vance speaking at a memorial rally today, October 7th. I saw Dr. Jill Biden and President Biden doing a little ceremony at the White House. I may have missed it, but Walz and Harris are basically saying what you would expect. Oh, at the end of any statement they make, what about the poor Palestinian people in their own state? On this day, the day that we remember, if you can remember that Saturday, in which the most horrible tortures, savagery in making, I don't even want to relate them, were done, not as outliers, not as people that had gone off on their own, but as the tactic. That's what they wanted to do. And any number of these guys saying, I wanted to make them unclean, somehow or another, their perverted form of how they view their religion playing into this. That's what we're remembering today. The ADL and others say the statistics of anti-Semitism that are out there are incredible this year, and a lot of it on college campuses. So we'll talk to Steve Feldman from ZOA at 2 o'clock today. The idea that Kamala Harris, when asked about Netanyahu, and whether or not Netanyahu was an ally was pretty amazing that she wouldn't say that. She said the Israeli people and the American people are allied, and she just skipped over any talk of Netanyahu. So in the face of that, you could ask, how do people that support Israel, Jewish voters, how can they vote for this? Sadly, they're wedded to the Democrat Party in many cases, and even these outrages that we've seen over a year don't seem to be able to shake them toward the Trump column. That may be the case. Now, the Montgomery County people, we know what goes on in Philadelphia, but they have unleashed this van, and it does look like the classic Mr. Softy, where there's a window that opens up. That's where the lead commissioner is waving to people. The driver is the second-in-command Democrat out there, and they say this is a voter outreach van. In fact, the woman who is the second commissioner there said this to WHYY, Jamila Winder. Not everyone can get to a satellite office. They have like dozens of them. Not everyone can get or will go on that website. Not everyone will call. They can't call now? I get the, they can't get to the satellite office. They don't have internet, but they can't call now. So it's an opportunity for us to be intentional about going out into communities. The van services are expected to also combat misinformation around the electoral process at County Commissioner Neil McJaja. He said that in August, officials warned residents about a tech scam targeting registered voters. And the incident underscored the need why we need to be proactive, and it needs to come from our office and the government itself. Yeah, buddy, I don't think we think the government, particularly your government, is this impeccable source of information. So imagine, and I'm sure they'll have more of these at the county expense. Drivers and all that that are involved with this, and all these satellite offices, that's what they're about. You know what they're about here. They're about picking off as many low information Democrat potential voters as they possibly can. And they're not embarrassed to use government funds and time and energy and all the rest on that. This is the guy that said they will call you and tell you if your mail-in ballot needs to be cured, meaning it's off, or they'll come to your house and they will fix it with you. We'll see how those numbers play out. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, let's see how many Republican Trump voters would be involved in this. One other thing, too.
Taylor Swift from the speakers instead of the Mr. Softy theme.
Ah, that's not a bad idea.
Start drawing people over.
Yeah, that's better than the ones I've gotten so far. Yeah, that should work with low information voters. Dave McCormick in the news, and we've had this woman on. What a nice lady. Sheila Armstrong, Philadelphia activist, African-American. Autism is her big cause. I think maybe her child. So she organizes an event where they were giving out free cheesesteaks in North Philly and talking about autism. And then they went across the street. I think it was some kind of food drive. And Dave McCormick tried to contribute. And the Inquirer has five printed pages on how ill-received McCormick was in the middle of North Philly. The one place said that they didn't want to have anything to do with this guy. They thought it was just about free cheesesteaks. One is a minister. The East Bethel Baptist Church, which was holding a fundraiser for its mood ministry outside the church. The Reverend Thomas Edwards Jr. said he asked McCormick and the entourage to leave. He didn't want photos of his church members to be used by the campaign. Edwards says he doesn't tell members of his congregation who to vote for. He personally has problems with Republicans, especially during the Trump era. So the bottom line is how difficult it is to go into a place like North Philadelphia if you're the Republican candidate. The one who, surprisingly, I thought did this best, because he just went in, he talked to people, was Dr. Oz, of all people. Remember when he went to Kensington, he did some of those things. He had various events and panels. And even then, people like the Inquirer and others are going to put you through the ringer. They don't care how hard it is because of years of what the media has done and Democrats have said for a white guy like Dave McCormick to go into North Philly. But then if you don't go into North Philly, you're not going into North Philly. So this has to be run as if you have every eye in the world on you. You go there, you're giving out free cheesesteaks. All you're doing it for is you don't care, but you're there. And you're doing something. And Democrat policies have been caring, right? LBJ policies on to today. This is J.D. Vance on this subject, Dan?
No, I had J.D. Vance on Kamala Harris and the policies that she's had that have screwed Israel, essentially.
Oh, okay. On Israel, yeah. J.D. Vance speaking today at a major event in Washington. Here's what he said about
Harris. This is actually from Fox News this morning, Don.
Okay, from Fox News this morning. Okay. Yeah.
She couldn't say that she was an ally of Benjamin Netanyahu's. What was your response to that?
Well, I think that it just drives home again, Kamala Harris's entire approach to this crisis has been to, with the one hand, say, well, maybe we kind of support Israel, and then with the other hand, actually pursue policies that prolongs the war. If you actually want peace in the region, if you want to preserve civilian life, and most importantly, if you want to enable Israel to build the kind of long-term security for itself in the region, then you have to support policies that will get the war over as quickly as possible on things like holding back precision guided weapons that would both destroy the Hamas bad guys, but also minimize civilian casualties. Kamala Harris has sort of been at the forefront of threatening to stab our allies in the back. And because of it, we have a war that has gone on for much longer than it should have. Frankly, if the Israelis weren't able to do what they do best, I think this thing would have been over months ago, and we could have been on the pathway to rebuilding a Abraham Accords, a Middle Eastern peace process that unites Israel with some of its Arab neighbors to provide a counterbalance in the region to Iran.
All right. So again, not being able to answer about Netanyahu. How much more do you need here? How much more do we have to go down this path? I'm looking at a column from Broad and Liberty today by a woman who's Jewish in the suburbs of Philadelphia, saying the age-old thing, the other side saying, well, Jews are white. That equals oppression. That's all that you need to know. But she goes through how many are non-white. How many times do we see this? Asians, they're white adjacent. Jews are white. Up and down the line, coming back to the same racism, the same sorts of attack. All right, we're going to talk with Captain Sean Parnell, who was the MC of sorts at the event in Butler over the weekend, and give you an update. We see pretty good registration statistics out there today, mail-in ballot statistics, and your calls. You get in at 855-839-1210. Hit me at a slight inconvenience. That's today's side question. Also, what is causing a lot of fires after Hurricane Helene in North Carolina and Georgia? Tell you what that is, and it's a real problem with a certain thing that the left loves. Hey, first, if you're tired of relying on caffeine for a quick energy fix, there's a better way to revitalize your body from within. Introducing Orasine by Rescue Natural Supplements, the cellular energizer that helps your body produce its own natural fuel. Say goodbye to daily fatigue and hello to lasting energy. As a bonus, Orasine supports heart health and optimal blood pressure, too. That's why you can't miss out on this exclusive radio offer. You buy one bottle of Orasine, get another absolutely free. Simply use that code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when you place your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, be sure to use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, for this buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Remember, use that code FUEL at res-q.com. Do it today.
I see the great Sean Parnell over here. Sean, you're a hero, man. You were here on that day. We're joined by many first responders.
All right, that's J.D. Vance at the big rally in Butler, iconic, calling out one of the MCs there and somebody who was there at the first assassination attempt. Captain Sean Parnell back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Sean, welcome back to Philadelphia. Overall impressions, what do you take away from Butler?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back, Dom. But it was... It was amazing, and it was amazing. It was exhilarating. I mean, it was positive, but for me, it was just all, honestly a little surreal too. Strange to be back there, and I have to say, you know, we did a walkthrough the night before, and while the setup was different, and what I mean by that is the bleachers were kind of in different places and stuff, the president was adamant about having the stage placed in the exact same spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had to be exactly the same. And, you know, he kept saying he wanted to finish the job. I want to finish the job, you know, and he's got a commitment to the people of Pennsylvania, and he felt like he needed to make good on that commitment, but he also wanted to send a message to people all around the world, you know, enemies both here and abroad, that we don't bend the knee to fear or tyranny. And I think he did that. It was, been on stage with the president many times, and it's an honor and a privilege every time. It's special every time, but this was just different. You know, there had to be 100,000 people there. I mean, standing on that stage, looking out over the crowd, I mean, it was as far as the eye could see. And at one point, a woman had a medical emergency. Trump stopped his speech on stage, and the entire crowd of 100,000 people spontaneously started singing the Star Spangled Banner. If that ain't America, if it doesn't show you how exceptional this nation is, I don't know what will.
I've read that, but only in one spot. I think we have a little bit of that, Sean.
I do have audio of him speaking. I don't necessarily have the chant, though.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I wanted to, if we had the chant here. That should have been publicized more. As I said, I read it in one spot. How many events do you have people simultaneously breaking into singing the national anthem?
Yeah, it was extraordinary. It really was. And, you know, I'm sitting there I just spoke earlier. I'm sitting in the crowd next to my wife, and Trump comes out, and, you know, God bless the USA. His walkout song is playing, and I'm like, dang, that sounds really good. And here comes Lee Greenwood walking out. He's there with Trump on the stage singing. It was like unbelievable.
Oh, I didn't know Greenwood was there.
Unbelievable.
Oh, our favorite.
Yeah, he was there. He was there. He walks out, and I'm telling you, he sounds just as good live, if not better live, than he does recorded. And he's there. He's saluting Trump. And, you know, the solemn, more solemn and somber moments of honoring Corey and his family and those who were wounded that day, Trump brings out this world-class opera singer singing Ave Maria and stuff. I'm like, this is just
we heard that.
This is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this is what when I say, obviously you and your listeners know I'm a Trump guy. This is what I mean when I say he's the most electrifying political candidate of my lifetime. And there's no one even close. There's no one even close. And it was just an unbelievable day on so many levels.
Well, I'm looking forward. Wednesday, he's going to be in Reading. And I forget the number, Sean, but Reading is majority Latino. It might even be as high as 65% or so. And this is where there's been a breakthrough with Trump, a big breakthrough. I think there are more Latinos in the state. I don't know, you know, in your area of the state, but there's more than I thought, maybe up to 600,000 or so.
Yeah, yes, and he's polling extremely good there. And you look at some of the polling that came out today, and I said this on your show on Friday. You got to pay attention to Northampton and Erie. Northampton, of course, in the Northeast, the county in Northeast Pennsylvania, Erie in the Northwest. Trump, top-line numbers in those counties, he's winning, right? Outright. But he's also winning by 15 points on immigration, by 7 points on inflation, by 6 points on the economy. He's winning all the core issues that people care about. And these are working class union Democrat counties. These are the bellwethers in Pennsylvania. And as these counties go, so goes the state. It's been that way forever.
And Sean, to that point, when you see a tie, when polling is an inexact science, and then you see out of the major issues, other than maybe abortion or health care a bit, that Trump is leading, and sometimes by 15 points. In a tie, you know what that means. One team, they're tied, but Trump's on like the 5-yard line of the other team. That's what it tells you.
Oh, absolutely. His support is often understated. And you've seen this. I'm sure you saw Andrea Mitchell this weekend come out and say that Kamala has a problem with men.
Yes.
And, you know, I cannot see blue-collar union Democrats, more moderate Democrats who work with their hands their whole life saying, you know what, I'm casting my ballot for Kamala. It's just she is going to really struggle here. And it looks like, and good, we always campaign like we're 10 points down. I mean, that goes without saying. But it looks like, I feel really good about this state. And it looks like the state is trending more and more Republican. And this is what I mean when I say the state of Pennsylvania closes late and closes fast. I say it often. But Democrats can win this state without receiving a single Republican vote. If you're a Republican, you got to get moderate Democrats, and you've got to get independents, a significant share of independents breaking your way. If you look at the polling just between Casey and McCormick, 2 months ago, McCormick was down 7. Now the race is tied, and I mean straight up tied. And what that tells you is that moderate Democrats and independents are breaking Republican way. And that is a very, very good thing 30 days out. I mean, we're in the execution phase, right? We've got to get the ball across the goal line here, but I feel really good about it.
You should, and you are doing, I'm so glad when I heard way back when you would be in charge of the mail-in ballot, early voting, and all the rest of it, Sean. So let's get another update next week, if you would, mail-in balloting and everything else, that we can squeeze some time in.
You got it, my friend. I'll be there for you.
Thank you, Captain. Captain Sean Parnell here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, Trump going to Reading. Dan, have you ever been to Reading?
No.
Yes.
I've driven past it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. Luke got us a sign. How about you, Henry? The Santander. Yeah. I think I pronounced that right.
I don't think I've been to Reading since I went to a Reading Phillies game
in
2007.
Yeah. It's a tank town. It is. But the numbers of Latinos, it is amazing how, I think it's 65, 68%. So Trump's going right into the heart of that. And it's a rally, not just an appearance. that'll be doing there on Wednesday night, I think it is. Okay, side question. I love this one from Bill. I know we have store owners out there saying, well, what the heck do you want us to do? Bill, what's that slight inconvenience?
Oh, yeah. Hello there, Don.
Hi, Bill.
Dan and Henry. I'm back. Anyway, the surcharge the restaurants do on credit cards.
Yes. Now, I have never paid that. I would have to go out. I don't know. I would go and pay the ATM. I'm not going to pay it. You know, even if it's only $3, well, on 100, it's $3, right?
Well, they sneak it in.
Yeah.
They sneak it in.
Well, they're supposed to give notice around that. Dan, do you pay for that and say,
oh,
what the heck?
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah. Henry? To use a card, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't carry around that much cash always, so.
I just see it as transparent pricing. It's the business saying, hey, we're not going to front this. You got to pay. Here it is, rather than building into the price of their product.
Bill, what do you say to that? Maybe it's not so much of an inconvenience. I'm in agreement. This might be a winner to me. All right,
well,
thank you.
I don't know. Right?
Thank you, Bill. Henry, how much cash do you carry around most times?
At least 50.
Oh, that's very reasonable. Yeah. Wow, are you sure you're of this generation? That's
cash
amazing.
Is king.
It is. Well, tell that to Dan.
But I like building credit.
I have $15.
All right, tell that to Dan, my sons, and Greg Stocker. They just are anyway. You know, and I say, well, what do? You break down. Suppose you need to bribe somebody for something.
Yeah.
What do you mean bribe somebody? There's all kinds of occasions.
Am I going to Venmo you? No.
Yeah.
It's not as flashy.
Some guy in the middle of the road. Yeah, that's Venmo, yeah. 855-839-1210.
How about this one, Dom?
Yes.
Paying for a streaming service and still having to wait through ads before your content begins.
Yes, that's a good one.
Oh, that's the
worst.
Yeah,
that is very good.
I don't
All right,
mind that.
Quick go-around on
what?
This. We had a lot of people, but we went to Eric Trump at that point. I asked, tomorrow, what a home court advantage. I'm not sure if The View or Stern is first. Probably Stern might be first. Which one of Stern, The View, and Colbert is going to help Kamala Harris the most tomorrow? I say Colbert. A lot of people on Twitter said that. Which one's going to be the most gushing, worst interview? That's got to be The View. The most degrading? That's Howard Stern. I mean, what is it, Dan, you are as close as expertise other than this guy that helped to make Stern over the weekend I talked with a little bit. Who still listens to him for what reason?
I don't think anybody. I mean,
you think contract? We don't even know because it's on Sirius.
Like there's a great scene from Private Parts where
right.
he talks about the time spent listening of people who hate him.
Yes.
It exceeds the time spent listening of the people who like him. I think it's essentially just people who hate him at this point trying to tune in to hear what's he going to say next. And
I don't even think he generates hatred, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't hate him. Oh, I do. I'll admit it. Yes, that's true. How about you?
Me?
Yes.
No, I mean, I grew up a huge fan of his. I'm just disappointed. I'm like a parent who comes and sees a report card for their kid that's bad.
Okay.
It's just he's fallen so far off, and I don't know who's advising him or what he's thinking. It's like he could have been a legend had he just continued going the path that he was going, and now he's trying to do this, you know, neutered version of himself, and it's
pathetic. So you're only disappointed, though?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see tomorrow, based upon this with Harris, what he does. Who does Howard Stern influence tomorrow? And are they taking a risk?
You're a wacko, Dum Dum.
Thank you. It was so bad, too, Dan. I told you. I thought they would just skewer me.
Here's Dumb Giordano talking about me, the guy next door. The good guy next door.
You weren't working. It was Bill then. And I had asked you, oh, man, I'm looking on Twitter. It was pretty nasty, but only maybe five people.
Yeah.
You know, when you do 11 and a half, 12 minutes on somebody in Stern's past, you would need armed guards to come out of the building at that point. So 855-839-12.
I feel like the only people still listening are those that he kind of similar to what we've done here at the Dom Show. He's built a community where he has some people that are still within that community who tune in to listen to what's happening next. It's almost like a reality show, and that's all they care about. When they have these political guests on here, it becomes a conversation on what used to be called Dog Saloon, but now it's Reddit and all these other conversational forums essentially saying, what the hell happened to Howard?
So Colbert.
What a sellout he's
become. Colbert would have the most that may move people to vote for Harris. You would think.
Nobody watches late night television. Like, think of the target audience that's tuning into late night TV. It's people that are probably already going out to vote for Kamala Harris. I don't know if...
I'm thinking younger women who only want one thing, abortion. Oh, she's going to give it to me. Maybe I'll deign to vote.
I mean, I got to tell you, the second that Colbert comes on, it's not my hand that's controlling the remote. It's Maisie's, and she's changing it. It's just a terrible show. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know
what channel he's on.
How much more?
CBS, I think.
Yeah, CBS. I don't know how much more The View could do to show for her.
Well, that's the thing. It's the same thing with The View. Like, that's why I think Howard's going to be the biggest thing for her, is because he still has some people out there that might be. Like, my brother, he still listens. I don't know why the hell he does.
Yeah, but why would the Stern listener want to vote for Harris in any universe? All right, coming up, I'll give you a possible reason. 17 porn stars spend $100,000 on an ad telling people why they should vote for Harris. 855-839. That's nothing to do with Doug Emhoff. 855-839-1210. You'll get in. All right, Dom Giordano show. Cash carrying around. Let's go to Roman out there in Langhorne. Hey, Roman. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Roman Oski.
Yeah, Roman. You're carrying around $3,000 in cash with you?
Yeah, that's only $3,100 bills. That just fits nicely. And a 110. Hey, yeah, it's more than that. A 110 gold coin, right? And, right, a house key and a prophylactic.
Oh, well, there we go. You sound like a Project 25 lead in here. So why that much money?
Oh, you never know when a great deal's coming by.
Oh, come on. You can use a credit card there, Roland.
No, you don't want to.
$3,000. Is he going to lock him? Is it attached to his belt buckle?
You don't want to trail that. That's the prophylactic. That's like an.
Oh, I see what you're.
Yes. That's why I moved on here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That is an antiquated word. But apparently, I saw a story the other day. College age people are not using condoms anymore.
Oh, that's not good.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, right. Sounds like a horrible idea, college kids.
So, Project 25. The porn industry is now saying they took out an ad on porn sites for $100,000, 17 porn actors, actresses, saying if Trump is elected, Project 25 goes into effect, porn will be banned, and if you make it, you'll be put in jail.
It's really curious what their political opinions were, Don.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the first thing I'm thinking about, you know. And
imagine interviewing. Maybe Kamala Harris will go on one of those outfits soon. I think they're, you know what, I'd make the argument they're more honest than going on that call me daddy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the question becomes, though, say if you're one of those people that really dislikes anyone that has opposite political views when it comes to, you know, singers or sports or entertainment, and you see one of them hop onto one of the scenes, are you changing the, are you just riding with it and, you know... Never mind.
All right.
Oh, boy.
855-839-1210. So Roman is carrying a house key, too. Oh, my God. All right. Coming up, today is October 7th, of course. Our great friend Steve Feldman from Zionist of America joins us to talk about what does he see on this day. Well, he doesn't see the Democrat Party doing a lot about it. Straight ahead, big 2 o'clock hour, Dom's Money Melody, too. On Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.